Oh no!
An earful of music.
You are now listening
to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
Can you not have fun listening to that song? God damn.
Sup, that is son? A game. Hell yeah, man. We were just talking disco. That has that little bit of disco flavor, baby.
It's got a little disco flavor. It's got a little twang to it. That's Confunction. That's some old school shit. That's like some maybe late 70s, early 80s. But yeah, that funk disco hybrid. Yeah, that's title track Fun. And we like having fun when we do these earfuls, Ty. What's up, brother? How you been?
Doing great. Just worked a couple long days, having a nice, lazy weekend. Doing good.
Yeah, man. How's the weather down in Florida?
It's nice, dude. We had like a little bit of chill last week, but it's like nice. I don't know. It's probably 80s-ish during the day.
80s is a comfortable situation, man. Yeah, we're in like peak foliage up here. I'm actually seeing like leaves turn, dude. That's been kind of blowing my mind. I've been like super enamored, like almost getting in accidents driving, looking at the fucking trees and shit. But it's nice, man.
What are those? You have seasons?
Wow. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck's a season? Well, speaking of seasons, this is season 2 of The Earful. For all of you that don't listen to The Earful, we're a 12-track music countdown. A brain baby of the Oh No Radio show. Myself and Ty do this pretty much weekly. We throw our tracks that we dig at everybody, and we count down the goodness. And we got 12 really badass tracks this week, Ty, on 25. What are we calling it?
Oh, the quarter piece?
Quota piece. That's right. It's our 25th episode. And before the show and our pre-show talk, Ty and I actually had our 25th Earful anniversary. We had a nice kind of over-the-phone conversation.
It was warm.
We did virtual hugs and high fives and congratulated ourselves.
Yeah, man. And you can all look forward to plenty more because we aren't stopping anytime soon.
Yeah, we got a whole bag of goodies coming up, man. And we, again, try to do this bad boy weekly. You should get in on that Confunction. And we got an actual pretty badass themed episode coming up, 27. We're going to do disco.
Disco flavor.
We're both kind of guilty disco fans, so we're going to throw together what we'd like to call an Earful Backtracks episode. So that's going to be 27. It's going to be coming up in a couple episodes. We want some fans throwing out some, some recommendations that we can throw on that playlist, too. That'd be pretty badass.
Let us know what you disco party to.
All right, Ty, let's kick this bad boy off, man. I really dug your first track, brother. I really dug it. Let's let them listen to it. This is CCFX.
Venetian Screens.
All right.
Off their self-titled EP just came out. It's great.
Let's get it.
Yeah, they're a super group out of Olympia that came out of two other kind of psychedelic poppy bands, CC Dust and Trans Effects, and it's kind of the sound of the Pacific Northwest over there. Yeah.
It's really nice. Yeah. And this is, have they been out for a while, or is this it's an EP, so they might be fairly new.
I think this is hot off the presses. Like I said, it's a merger of those other bands, and this is what they put out, and I like it a lot.
It's really good. Let's give it some more. CCFX. Get it. Nice tie. Well, it's quite a way to kick this off. I'll have to get down on that EP. How many tracks were on it?
It's a 4-track, I think.
All right. It's keeping it small. It's keeping it bite-sized and compact. I like an EP like that. Just kind of gets to it, man. All right. Well, this is my choice. Track 2, Jane's Party. It's called Old Friends off Tunnel Visions. A 2016 album. Toronto-based pop quartet. Their music is styling comparable of yesteryear's. Groups like The Band and The Beatles. And I don't know, they're just fucking harmonious. Let them be harmonious.
Tearing your heart and it's letting in the cold. Wrap a scarf round your neck, cross your heart, forgetting what you told.
Riff.
Yeah.
Toronto, those Canadians, man. Just kind of like the Aussies, I think the Canadians have a breadth of like really badass indie rock guitar players. They're just there. They must be jamming. It must be the cold, right? Is it the cold that makes them badass guitar players?
It inspires them to stay in their house and, practice.
Well, you know, another place that does that as well is Over the Pond, which segues to our number 3 track, a tie pick. Ty, who is this?
This here is The Clientele, and the song is Lunar Days off Music for the Age of Miracles, another new release this year, 2017. And yeah, they're British-based. Alessandire McLean on vocals and guitar, and Mark Keane on drums, James Portsy on bass.
They are good, man. The Clientele, dude. It's super chill. It's just, I feel like they captivate that super chill mode. The Clientele, they always do a good job of that. And let them do that.
It's funny, we talked about this a little bit on Oh No, but when I played this for Owen, when we tried another podcast, Semantics Out.
Right.
He loved it. He was like, oh, these guys British? Yeah, he's like, I had a feeling.
And then he hated on him later.
And he hated on him when I gave him for pre-show.
Come on. Well, you know what? We'll dedicate track 3 on this year of all quarter piece to Owen. Enjoy this one, Owen. The Clientele.
As the sun turns, I see.
Ethereal.
Yeah.
That's nice, man. They've been around for a while. I remember The Clientele back in like, I don't know, early 2000s maybe when I started hearing on them.
I think I don't put anything in for a little while. And this album's a nice return. Well, I guess 2015 was their last thing.
All right. The Clientele. Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on. This is The Internet. The track is Under Control off of Ego Death, a 2015 album The Internet is an American band from Los Angeles, California. It consists of Sid, Matt Martians, Patrick Page II, Christopher Smith, and Steve Lacy. They're basically a hip-hop supergroup, but they jam on their own instruments. And apparently Sid has gone on to become kind of a star on her own in a solo career. But I totally dig it. It's just some solid hip-hop with homemade instrumentals. It's pretty good. The Internet. I haven't followed Sid in her solo career, but she's obviously, you can see that she kind of holds the torch, obviously, lyrically. And
Yeah.
Does
Al Gore own them?
The fucking Internet, baby. I like the idea of the name, too. It's pretty good. People love the Internet. Why wouldn't they love a band called the Internet? But yeah, scoop that up. I don't know how many albums they have. I just kind of found that one album.
Yeah. I'm into it.
All right, Ty. Ty, your next track is an interesting one because it contains two artists that came together to do kind of this supergroup thing. And who is this?
This here, David Byrne, Brian Eno. And man, this album was awesome. Like, I love this album, and I forgot all about it until the other day. I was hanging out with a friend, and he popped it on in his car. I was like, oh, man, I love this album. So Strange Overtones is the song. And the album was Everything That Will Happen Today. And I'll let it simmer on you for a minute.
Yeah, let them take us there. David Byrne and Brian Eno. Good, dude. Yeah, it totally brings me back to this album, man. I've always said, man, fucking Talking Heads are the one band I would die to see. If I could go and see a band live in their heyday, it would be the Talking Heads, man. Huge Talking Heads.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Byrne is the mad scientist behind Talking Heads. And Eno's cool too, man, because he's got the stylings of them together. Now, if I'm correct, I think they've done two albums together. They did one.
I don't remember if I heard the other one. Did they do two?
I think so, man. I don't know if it was a follow-up. It must have been a follow-up, because this was 2008. So I do think they had another album after this. But this was a wonderful chemistry of two sounds coming together. And just, I can't get enough of fucking Byrne, man. He should be singing on everything. He's so badass.
I really love Brian Eno too, man. His collaborations are great. He's all over the place.
Mr. Byrne. Very good, sir. Ooh, just let him take us there again. I love this shit. So good. They give him his crazy electronic solo. All right, man. Brings us to track number six. This is our halfway point on Earful 25, Quarter Piece. This is called Touch. This is a band's called Touch Sensitive. It's a solo act. I didn't realize this, but I found out researching it. The guy is Michael DeFrancesco, and he's from the band Vanshee.
Definitely dope.
I dig Vanshee, and this is his kind of solo approach to doing music, which is way different than Vanshee. Track's called Lose It All off Visions 2017. It's swanky and ridiculous, and should just go rub up on somebody you love right now. Let this play really loud.
Tell me, baby, can you tell me if I lose it? If I lose it all, would you still keep it real? Tell me the way you feel. Show me the real appeal. Yeah. If I lose it all.
Oh my lord.
I remember this album after hearing it now. Yeah, that dude looks like such a serial killer on his album.
Oh, you're so funny. Yeah, the album cover is so ridiculous. I think that's the guy. That's the Michael G. Francesco. But he's just got a ridiculous, like, 70s baseball mustache and a fucking crazy turtleneck. He does. Perfect descriptive. Very serial killer-esque, which all great pop stars should have of that kind of image. Yeah. Oh man, yeah, it's a solid album. It's all like up this vein of jams, slow, sexy, sultry jams. But yeah, at the halfway point, we always tell our listeners of every Earful that you should go out and give back to artists. It's an important thing. It keeps the cycle of life going on. Therefore, the more you support an artist, the more they're going to pop out albums, the more we're going to be able to do Earful episodes. Correct, Ty?
Yeah, correct. Let us show you. You got to be out there. Buy a team, buy an album.
Give back. You got to give back. Exactly. I mean, even if you just go to like one of their kids' lemonade stands, just buy their goddamn lemonade.
Buy the lemonade.
Just buy the freaking lemonade. All right, moving on. Second half of the Earful with a tie pick, track 7. Tie. Got a little St. Vincent action in here, my friend.
Well, I couldn't help it. That new album, it was pretty fucking great. I think she's grown up from her last couple. I love Annie Smith, right? Annie Smith?
Annie Clark. Yep.
Aaron Annie Clark, yeah. American musician, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and she was in the Polyphonic Spree, which was also awesome.
Fucking
she,
awesome. Loved Polyphonic Spree.
I wish I could have seen the tour when she was with Sufjan Stevens.
Oh yeah, man. But she has. I agree with your note about her growing up. I think as she has continued to be a solo artist and put out albums, each album has a different level of maturity and style. And this one was really good. And this is obviously Mass Seduction off of Mass Seduction. And that just dropped recently. Get it.
Full drinking, manic panic, singing Bowman's call. Teenage Christian virgins holding out their tongues. Paranoid secretions falling on basement rugs.
You know, she's actually a very good guitar player. I was watching a video of her jamming on guitar, and I was pretty impressed, man. She got some finger work, dude. She's talented.
She is indeed. She just, I think Gibson gave her her own guitar line, or maybe it's Fender. I can't remember who did it, but her guitar is actually pretty cool, too.
I got to say, it's quite a thing being a dude loving rock and roll, and you see a badass chick guitar player. That's just unbelievably turn. It's a turn on, man. Huge turn on.
I get it, girls. I know why you like me.
But yeah, you got to get at that. That's a really good album, St. Vincent. Next track, one of my tracks, is Repeat, Repeat is the name of the band. Everybody's Falling in Love is the track off Floral Canyon. They're basically a sunny swoon of 60s pop with a dark swirl of Warholian garage rock as a description I found of them online. But they are exactly that. But yeah, they pretty much jam. The album's pretty good. It's all kind of like upbeat shit like this. So get swanky with it for a moment.
Everybody's falling in love.
Everybody's doing acid.
They fall in love. Awesome.
Yeah, it's very Warholian. That was a good descriptor of it. I can see Andy Warhol just painting and vigorously doing psychedelics. It's really funny how, you know, it's that particular time in music is so influenced by that. It's drugs. You know what I mean? Like, you listen, you can hear that within a second. You know, oh, that era. That's that era. You know what I mean? That's pretty incredible.
It was, well, man, I feel like I'm born a couple decades late. I wish I could have been back there.
Ty, you would have been a goddamn pea in a pod, my friend. And this is you up next, friend. Who's this?
Yes, Yumi Zuma. I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name exactly. But yeah, she began 2013 as a home recording venture. Three friends from Christchurch, New Zealand. Oh. So, you know. Over on the Aussie side, but
Aussie
doing
side, Aussies.
We shouldn't say that; they'd be mad.
Australian citizens.
But yeah, I think they were sharing files with some record label out of Brooklyn, and I don't know. It was a perfect storm of beautiful pop that's budget plush and instantly poignant. It's yeah.
It's beautiful. Let them let their cherubby voices take us away. Love it. Yumi. Is it a full album, tie or EP or what?
That is an EP, I think. It's a full album. Album is Willow Bank, just came out recently, and that song was Depths Part 1, but it's delicious. The whole album, start to finish.
I love when bands do, like, songs are so bold to eat, like, a track, call it Part 1, and then Part 2, you know?
Yeah.
Uber clever, bruh. Fucking Australians. We love you, Australians. All right, well, let's take it back to the U.S. This next group is called U.S. Girls. Track is Mad as Hell off Mad as Hell single. But yeah, they're totally, noise poppy. So let's do it. Yeah. U.S. Girls, yeah. Yeah. I gotta be honest, man, this is kind of a guilty pleasure, but it reminds me a lot of Heart, and I fucking love Heart, man.
How do you not love Heart?
Oh, God, the sister's heart just stole my heart. I mean, but it has, you know what I mean? It kind of screams that in a lot of ways. It's interesting.
I can kind of hear the quiver in the voice.
There you go, the quiver. It's there. But yeah, they've been around for a while, U.S. Girls. They got a couple albums, so I guess this is their newest kind of foray onto the charts. American-Canadian, so they're kind of a mix of the two, but they decided to call themselves U.S. Girls. Ty, you shared this album with me a while ago, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, friend. I'm glad it's making it on an earful here on Quarterpiece.
Giraffage, which... Giraffage. I love giraffes. My mom loves giraffes. I am a giraffe.
You are. You are kind of the human equivalent of giraffe.
The song is Do You Want Me off Too Real, another 2017 album. And yeah, Charlie Yin, better known by the stage name Giraffage, American electronic music record producer.
This would now be the time in the show where you take off your pants and dance. But not if you're at work. Don't do that. You will get fired. Fuck it. Do it. Yeah. know why, but I'm hearing this and I'm just seeing like a sexy 80s workout music video to this. Like guys with beards, but like head, like, you know, those like sweat headbands. Yeah, sweat headbands on and shit. It's like a bunch of dudes in singlets looking like Chuck Norris. But there would also be like buxom Farrah Fawcett looking ladies as well dancing beside them. Fucking hey, man.
I have a Farrah Fawcett workout album that I got in a free bag of albums.
Oh my god, dude. That is incredible. That should be framed and it should be placed on a wall somewhere.
I played it once. It's not really good to listen to.
Yeah, that's a super awesome album. I would highly recommend that. That is one that, you know, Ty threw at me a couple of weeks ago, and damn, it's hot, man. It's still, it's a good listen. I got to get back on some of his older stuff. But yeah, that actually brings us to track number 12. This always happens quick. We get through our tracks pretty quick. This is our last one, my pick. This is Gnome Bay and the New Mystics. Can't Catch Me off Can't Catch Me single. Noah Macbeth, better known for his stage name Gnome Bay, is a German-American recording artist. And yeah, he's going for this kind of feel. But it's pretty good. Jam it. It's interesting because I went back and like listened to some Gnome Bay stuff, and this must be his newest departure with a band, because before Gnome Bay was just kind of, I don't know, just doing his own solo thing, and then he added this band who is apparently the New Mystics, who I've known nothing about. But it's some.
Thank you, New Mystics.
Thank you, New Mystics.
And
that's,
Gnome Bay.
Yeah, interesting. It's an interesting. They're based out of Los Angeles. It's pretty jammy. It's just a single, so I guess we will await the full length.
Drop that album.
Driggity, driggity, drop. Well, like, as we end every show here at The Earful, it's only fair that we kick it to a segment.
That's my jam!
Yeah.
That's my jam. That is a segment we do here where we just decide to pick tracks we like and we theme those tracks. And the theme for this episode on Quarter Piece Earful 25 is motherfucking superheroes, baby. I'm a huge superhero guy. I love me some Marvels. I love me some DCs.
Yeah, I'm kind of split.
All right, you're split. Okay, I dig the splittage. But we decided to throw down and say, yo, what is our favorite superhero theme? For me, it really wasn't that hard. I just kind of threw it to, I think one of the best superhero themes is a superhero theme that includes the superhero's name in the theme, baby. Ramones Spider-Man. I can't resist, dude. Fucking Ramones. It's hard to get the Ramones to even tour at the time, but they decided that they would help out old Spider-Man and give him a dope theme. Spider-Man, baby. You a Spider-Man fan?
I am a Spider-Man fan. It's a good call. A fucking good call. That theme is timeless, regardless of who's doing it, and the Ramones do it well. But yeah, man, Spider-Man.
And that's always interesting to me is that it has been like for age old since they've done these things. Even with Batman, like Batman had the song Batman theme for the longest fucking time. That fucking Adam West Batman. I mean, people just that had the Batman moniker in there, you know. And that obviously leads us a segue to Ty's pick, which I think. This guy took the Batman presence and just made it super fucking sexy.
Yes. Drop it on us.
Oh, slow burn. It'll happen. Oh my god. Oh, it's frightening. Terrifying.
Oh, come on.
And I'll recommend you all go listen and watch this music video. I obviously did not start this in the right place, but we're... Oh, here we go.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Oh,
there it is.
Here it comes. Let it take you, people. Batman doesn't know what to do with himself.
I still love the first Batman, and Prince took that soundtrack to a beautiful place.
Oh, God, he took it to another dimension.
I almost freaked out, but I had to let it. I had to let the Batman take me.
Dude, and the fucking music video, I'll put this in the actual show description. You just gotta watch it. It's so insane, dude. Like, they just gave Prince carte blanche to make this Batman soundtrack on his own. You know, there's, of course, the Danny Elfman Batman theme, which is, you know, that was... that. I think that also defined Batman, but from a pop perspective, this kills it, dude. Fucking kills it.
Dude, also, I will say that I kind of really love Hans Zimmer's. I don't know if he did the first Batman Returns or Batman Begins.
Yeah, you're right, Hans Zimmer. He stepped in, I think, when Christian Bale was Batman.
Yeah. I really loved the Joker one, the Dark Knight theme on that was.
Yeah, Zimmer's badass, man. And there's so many, I mean, there's just iconic fucking superhero fanfare. Good choice, Ty. And I would say to anybody, if you've never listened to the actual Prince Batman soundtrack, go find that shit. Even you should find it on a busted old cassette tape or a fucking vinyl. A vinyl would be a treat. A total fucking treat. Well, that's it, my friend. We're going to round off the show with our My Jam's favorite superhero themes. Spider-Man and Batman in the house. But, dude, good episode, motherfucker. Earful 25, proud of us, quarter piece. We've actually made it 25 episodes. It's pretty impressive, and we will continue. We will continue for maybe another 25. Maybe there'll be the Earful 50. Who knows? We'll just keep on keeping on, baby. So yeah, man. Let's get out of here in fine fashion. Well, before we get out of here, of course, though, we tell everybody to make sure you check us out. We're over at ohnoearful.com. That's our website. You can find all our past episodes on there, the past season. We did over 20 episodes in the last season. And each one of those has an accompanied Spotify playlist. And you can find us on Ohno Radio Show over at Spotify, where we basically put every track from every episode up on the Spotify. So you can just make playlists and jam it to your heart content.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we have the daunting task of picking a track to go out to. Yeah, man. I really dug this first track. All right. Let's let CCFX take us out on this Earful. Ty, thank you, my friend, for doing this. I always enjoy our tunage.
Thank you, sir.
I look forward to more on the next Earful. And to all of you who listen, we really appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in every week. And cheers to those ears. Enjoy.
Cheers.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Ciao.
Enjoyed the music.
Brother, I am coming back with an ear full of music and an arm full of...